我们请翻开马太福音第十章。
First of all, please turn to Matthew chapter 10.
马太福音第十章十六节。
Matthew chapter 10, verse 16.
我差你们去，如同羊进入狼群，所以你们要灵巧像蛇，驯良像鸽子。
Behold, I sent you out as sheep in the midst of wolves. Therefore, be wise as serpents and harmless as doves.
这里呢，是主耶稣叫了十二个门徒来，差遣他们要出去，传福音做见证。
This statement was spoken by our Lord Jesus as he was sending out his 12 disciples to bear testimony for him.
让他们能够医病赶鬼。
So that they are able to heal and cast out demons.
然后要差遣他们出去之前，开始交代了这些话。
And these are some of our Lord Jesus' instructions to them prior to sending them out.
特别在这里说到，我差遣你们去，如同羊进入狼群。
For example, he said, "I sent you out as sheep in the midst of wolves."
因为门徒都是主耶稣的羊。
Because we know that Jesus' disciples are his sheep.
那么主耶稣是我们的牧者。
And our Lord Jesus is our shepherd.
那么羊接受牧者的照顾，得到看顾。
And the sheep require the protection and the care of the shepherd.
就有青草可以吃，有溪水可以喝。
Only then they will have grass to eat and water to drink.
所以在牧者的看顾之下都是平安快乐的生活。
Under the care of the shepherd, the sheep will live blissfully and peacefully.
可是呢，羊却不能够只是在牧者的看顾下这样过生活而已。
Of course, the sheep cannot remain so in this kind of a lifestyle under the shepherd.
主耶稣现在要把羊把门徒要差遣出去。
Because now is the time for the shepherd to send out the sheep.
羊出去之后呢，就会碰到狼群的这样的危险。
And as the sheep was being sent out, they will meet with many wolves.
因此呢，告诉这些羊必须有两个态度是最重要的。
And the shepherd told the sheep that they must have this two mindset.
第一个就是要灵巧像蛇。
First, they must be wise as serpents.
第二个是要驯良像鸽子。
And secondly, to be harmless as doves.
所以呢，羊要进入狼群呢这是主耶稣的差派。
And as sheep is in the midst of the wolves, this is what sending out is like.
所以呢，这两种态度呢，也是今天我们进入这个世界，我们一定要有的态度。
And this is the same kind of attitude and mindsets we also must have.
我们知道呢，这个世界还是握在魔鬼的手下。
Because we know that the world is still under the hold of Satan.
撒旦还有这样的主权可以掌控这个世界。
And Satan has the authority to hold this world in his sway.
因为这个世界还在罪恶的捆绑。
Because this world is still under the hold of Satan.
我们今天要出去到这个世界来传福音，就是要跟这个魔鬼来征战。
Because when we are preaching the gospel, we are actually battling against the devil.
而这个魔鬼呢，他像狼群。
And the devil represents the pack of wolves.
他们是找各样的机会要来吞吃我们这些羊。
And the devil will find every opportunity to swallow we the sheep.
那这个狼还是比较客气的说法呢。
And of course, we are being nice to just say that they are just like wolf.
撒旦魔鬼呢更像狮子。
But Satan and the devil, they are actually more like the lions.
我们看彼得前书第五章。
Please turn to First Peter, chapter 5.
彼得前书第五章第八节。
First Peter, chapter 5, verse 8.
彼得前书第五章第八节。
First Peter, chapter 5, verse 8.
务要谨守警醒。因为你们的仇敌魔鬼如同吼叫的狮子遍地游行寻找可吞吃的人。
Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour.
你们要用坚固的信心抵挡他，因为知道你们在世上的众弟兄也是经历这样的苦难。
Resist him steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world.
这里说到我们的仇敌撒旦魔鬼如同吼叫的狮子。
Here it says, our adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion.
吼叫的狮子就是代表他饥饿，他一定要吃东西来得到满足。
A roaring lion means that this lion is hungry and he's looking for food to eat in order to fill himself up.
所以他遍地游行，要寻找可吞吃的人。
And he is walking around seeking whom he may devour.
所以现在我们门徒就是羊，那进入这个狼群，进入这个狮群。当然我们会受到他们的攻击。
And of course, as sheep, we are just living in the midst of wolves. And when we meet this pack of wolves, we will be in danger of being devoured by them.
我们基督徒现在进入这个世界，我们就是遇到这样的一种遭遇，这样的环境。
And these are the kind of environments we Christians are in when we are living in this world.
我们不能够一直只留在羊圈里面得到牧者的看顾而已。
We cannot always remain in the sheepfold to always be cared for and protected by the shepherd.
因为这样的话，只是像温室的花朵是长不大的。
And if this is so, we are just like a plant that is grown in the greenhouse, then we will never grow and mature.
没有办法经过考验的。
And living in a greenhouse, we will never meet up or train to face adversities.
所以呢，牧者呢，要把我们这些羊要送到外面去，送到羊群里面送到狼群，送到狮群里面，要接受考验。
The shepherd wants to send us, we sheep, to face this wolves.
而这样的考验呢，对我们羊是一个最好的训练，让我们更强壮更有力量。
And this kind of testing is good for us. Only then we can grow to be a stronger and more mature.
但是呢，我们一定要做好准备。
However, we must equip ourselves well and prepare ourselves
well. 第一个就是要灵巧像蛇。
First of all, the preparation is to be wise as a serpent.
第二个就是要驯良像鸽子。
And secondly, to be harmless as doves.
好了，灵巧如蛇呢？这个要如何解释？
How do we explain to be wise as a serpent?
我们知道蛇呢是一个非常敏感的机警的一种动物。
We know that the snake, they are very sensitive animal.
它能够探知环境的各种变化。
And they are able to pick up all the changes in the environment.
所以我们继续来读马太福音第十章。
Let's continue reading Matthew chapter 10.
这里主耶稣继续有解释如何灵巧像蛇。
Here our Lord Jesus later on explained to us what is being wise as a serpent.
我们看第十章十七节。
Please read verse 17 of chapter 10.
第十章十七节
Chapter 10, verse 17.
你们要防备人，因为他们要把你们交给公会，也要在会堂里鞭打你们。
But beware of men, for they will deliver you up to councils and scourge you in their synagogues.
并且你们要为我的缘故被送到诸侯君王面前，对他们和外邦人做见证。
And you will be brought before governors and kings for my sake, as a testimony to them.And to the Gentiles.
所以第一个呢，我们出去之后遇到的这些狼群，他们要来逼迫我们。
First of all, when we are living among this pack of wolves, they will persecute us.
就是撒旦魔鬼会利用这些逼迫的人来伤害我们来让我们受到苦难。
Satan and the devil will persecute us by sending these people to harm us and to make us suffer.
这里说到呢，像在犹太人的公会里面呢，会来鞭打我们。
For example, here it says, they will scourge us in their synagogue.
或者是在诸侯君王面前呢，受到逼迫。
And we will also be persecuted in the councils.
所以第一个，我们一定要防备人
First of all, we have to be equip ourselves against men.
因为防备就是说，哪里有危险，我们不要过去。
We have to equip ourselves well so that whenever there is a danger, we try to avoid it.
所以呢，主耶稣在这里呢讲的灵巧如蛇，就是说我们能够避免受逼迫，就尽量避免。
To be wise as serpent is to know when to avoid danger whenever possible.
当然呢，我们如果遇到了不可避免的逼迫了，我们宁可殉道能够为主耶稣做见证。
Of course, if we cannot help it and we are being persecuted and martyred, then that is another story.
但是呢，主耶稣还是叫我们要灵巧像蛇，而不要故意的去接受这样的逼迫，故意去殉道。
And our Lord Jesus, by saying that we must be wise as servants, is to warn us not to be foolish and not to give ourselves up too easily to be martyred.
我们能够防备，能够逃，就逃吧。
As long as we can try to avoid the danger altogether and escape, then we should do that.
而这样的逃呢，并不是怕死亡。
And when we escape, it is not that we fear death.
这乃是要防备，要得到我们自己生命的看顾。
But it is that we know how to protect our own selves.
而这是一种灵巧像蛇的智慧。
And this is the wisdom as a serpent.
所以下面的主耶稣继续讲了，我们请看二十二节。
And later on, we see in verse 22.
你们，并且你们要为我的名被众人恨恶，唯有忍耐到底的必然得救。
And you will be hated by all for my name's sake, but he who endures to the end will be saved.
有人在这城里逼迫你们，就逃到那城里去。
When they persecute you in the city, flee to another.
我实在告诉你们，以色列的城邑你们还没有走遍，人子就到了。
For surely I say to you, you will not have gone through the cities of Israel before the Son of Man comes.
24节
Verse 24.
学生不能高过先生，仆人不能高过主人。
A disciple is not above his teacher, nor a servant above his master.
学生和先生一样，仆人和主人一样也就罢了。人既骂家主是别西卜，何况他的家人呢？
It is enough for a disciple that he be like his teacher and a servant like his master. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebub, how much more will they call those of his household?
这里说到呢，学生不能高过老师。
Here it says a disciple is not above his teacher.
这并不是讲到学习的成果。
It is not, this does not refer to the amount of teachings the disciple has.
我们知道呢，学生所学习的以后都可能比老师更大的成就，有更大的果效。
Because we know that a disciple may end up learning, knowing and learning more than his teacher.
因为我们的科技是不断的发展。
Because our technology is always changing.
老师懂得可能比不上老学生他所学习到的。
Maybe his student will know more than his teacher.
所以呢，这个时候老师会比他的学生更差一点点了。
And we can see that this teacher at this point knew less than the student.
但是呢，这里耶稣讲的学生不能高过老师是讲到受逼迫这件事情。
A disciple is not above his teacher. What Jesus meant is they will not suffer as much as a teacher.
如果老师都受逼迫的，学生更会受逼迫。
If the teacher were to be persecuted, what more? His student.
老师都被人家藐视了，那学生是更会被藐视。
If the teacher is being discriminated, what more his pupil?
所以呢，仆人都跟主人的关系也是这样。
And this is also the same as the relationship between servant and the master.
如果主人都被藐视了，那他的仆人更会被藐视。
And if his master is being discriminated, what more his servant?
所以主耶稣在这里讲的是有关于逼迫的事情是学生跟老师是一样的所以这是一个普遍的现象。
Here our Lord Jesus in verse 24 is referring to persecution.
但是主耶稣却告诉我们要逃啊。
But yet here Jesus said that we must try to flee from persecution.
有人在这个城市里面来逼迫你们，你们就逃到另外一个城市来得到平安。
That if someone tried to persecute in the city, then you have to flee to another.For your own safety.
保罗呢，他也是受到逼迫。
We know that Paul, he was also persecuted.
可是呢，他也是在半夜就赶快逃啊。
But yet we see that he tried to escape midnight.
我们看《使徒行传》第九章。
Please turn to the book of Acts, chapter 9.
使徒行传第九章。
Acts chapter 9.
二十二节
，Verse 22，
这里是记载了保罗得到主耶稣的荣光照耀之后，他已经悔改相信主了。
After Saul was being after the light of God shone upon Saul and he converted and he believed in Jesus，
他就开始勇敢的到各个会堂去宣讲耶稣的福音。
He was able to boldly preach.The word of God everywhere he went.
我们看二十二节。
Let's read verse 22.
但是扫罗就是保罗，越发有能力驳倒在大马色的犹太人，证明耶稣是基督。
But Saul, who is Paul, increased all the more in strength and confounded the Jews who dwelt in Damascus, proving that this Jesus is the Christ.
23节,
Verse 23.
过了好些日子，犹太人商议要杀扫罗。
Now after many days were passed, the Jews plotted to kill him.
但是他们的计谋被扫罗知道了，他们就又昼夜在城门守候要杀他。
But their plot became known to Saul, and they watched the gates day and night to kill him.
他的门徒就在夜间用筐子把他从城墙上坠下去。
Then the disciples took him by night and let him down through the wall in a large basket.
所以现在犹太人呢、啊，想办法要在在那个昼夜就在城门口守候，要来杀保罗。
Here we see that the Jews were planning and plotting to kill Jesus, and they were watching the gates day and night to kill him.
但是呢，保罗跟他的门徒就在半夜用筐子从城墙上把他。坠下去就逃跑了。
However, the disciples took Paul by night and let him down through the wall in a large basket.
所以这并不是保罗怕死。
It is not that Paul feared death.
他乃是要看顾自己的身体生命能够将来继续为耶稣做传福音的工作。
He only wanted to protect himself and preserve his life so that he can always continue to work for God.
所以这个时候他就是灵巧像蛇。
And this is an example of him, Paul, being wise as serpents.
主耶稣呢，叫我们要有勇敢的心来传福音做见证。
Our Lord Jesus instructs us to be bold and to dare to be.
我们不怕死亡。
We will not fear death.
真的需要殉道的时候，我们也勇敢的殉道。
And if the time comes when we have to die for our faith, then let it be so.
但是我们如果能够防备。能够逃跑的时候，还是要赶快逃。
However, if we can avoid it altogether, we have all the more to flee.
我们不必故意的去受到逼迫了。
We do not have to let ourselves offer up to be persecuted and killed by others.
这就是耶稣所说的，要灵巧像蛇一样要来保护自己。
And this is what Jesus meant when he told us to be wise as serpents, to know how to protect ourselves.
所以呢，蛇呢，它对于周围的环境是非常敏感的去察觉哪里有危险，它就会离开。
Snakes, they are very well aware of their own surroundings, and they know when to flee.
今天我们基督徒活在这个世界上也是遭受到这样的魔鬼周围环绕像狼群、像狮群一样。
And today, we as Christians, we are also living in this dangerous time when we are surrounded by the devil like a pack of wolves.
我们在这样的一个危险的环境，我们一定要小心注意。
In this kind of a dangerous environment, we have to be very careful and be more vigilant.
也可能是我们所熟悉的朋友。
Maybe our enemy is also our friends.
表面上跟我们都是非常好的，可以吃喝玩乐的朋友。
Maybe it's the friend who used to drink and eat with us.
但是也有可能他某个时候不小心也可以成为撒旦魔鬼利用的工具。
However, there will come a certain time when Satan will use them to torment us.
也许某个时候呢，我们出去玩的时候，也许你最好的朋友拿着毒品给你吸。给你用说要不要试试看这个毒品这个快乐丸这个安非他命会让你很快乐要不要试试看
And our enemy can also be our friend who go out with us and suddenly offer us drugs like amphetamine to tell us that this is a wonderful drug to take.
其实就只是撒旦魔鬼的工具。
And we know that at this time our friends are the tool of the serpent.
我们这个时候要像蛇一样防备起来。
And at this point in time, we must be wise as serpents to be vigilant and to be careful.
我们要赶快逃跑
We have to flee right there and then.
我们不要轻易的去尝试这样的危险。
Do not try to taste this dangerous drug.
因为这就是撒旦魔鬼的工具
Because they are being used by Satan as his tools.
我们对于周围的环境一定要有这样的敏感度知道哪里有危险，我们不要靠近。
We have to be very sensitive of our environment and be aware of the danger they pose to us.
要不然羊进入狼群，一定会被狼吃掉啃骨头
Because if we were to let the wolf into the sheep pen, then the sheep will be in grave danger.
所以呢，我们基督徒活在这个世界上，要非常谨慎小心。
This is why we have to be extremely vigilant as Christians.
主耶稣啊，才会告诉门徒说要灵巧像蛇。
This is the reason why Jesus emphasized that we must be wise as serpents.
啊，所以呢，我们看到保罗，他就是这么灵巧，在半夜赶快逃跑。
And we see that Paul was so street smart. He knew when to escape when the time is right.
啊，后来呢，啊，他甚至呢找各种方法啊，要为主耶稣做见证。
And he uses many ways to glorify and give testimony for Jesus.
他最后被关到监狱里面，他也不害怕。
When he was finally thrown into prison, he was not even afraid.
他反而在监狱里面还可以继续为主耶稣做见证，带领狱卒啊这一家人来信主。
He even continued to bear witness for Jesus in prison, and he even converted the jailer and his entire family.
所以我们不要相信别人所讲的那些甜言蜜语的话语。
Please never believe.The sweet nothings that our friends.
我们看一下箴言二十六章。
Please turn to Proverbs chapter 26.
箴言二十六章二十五节。
Proverbs chapter 26 verse 25.
我们从二十五节啊，要一直读到二十八节。
We will read from verses 25 to 28.
二十六章二十五节
Chapter 26, verse 25.
他用甜言蜜语，你不可信他，因为他心中有七样可憎恶的。
When he speaks kindly, do not believe him, for there are seven abominations in his heart.
他虽用诡诈遮掩自己的怨恨，他的邪恶必在会中显露。
Though his hatred is covered by deceit, his wickedness will be revealed before the assembly.
挖陷坑的自己必掉在其中，滚石头的石头必反滚在他身上。
Verse 27, whoever digs a pit will fall into it, and he who rolls a stone will have it roll back on him.
虚谎的舌恨他所压伤的人，谄媚的口败坏人的事情。
A lying tongue hates those who are crushed by it, and a flattering mouth works ruin.
所以这里说到呢，啊，我们遇到别人用甜言蜜语的话语呢，不要轻易的相信。
Here it tells us that when one speaks kindly to us, do not simply believe him.
因为呢，他用诡诈来遮掩他的怨恨。
Because they will have seven abominations concealed in his heart.
那么二十八节说，谄媚的口啊，会败坏人的事情。
And it says here, a lying tongue hates those who are crushed by it.
啊，谄媚的口啊 ，flattering 啊。
A flattering mouth works ruin.
这种谄媚的口啊，就是他会讲很好听的话来谄媚我们。
A person who has a flattering mouth will use flattery to bring us to ruin.
人很容易啊，被那些谄媚的话呢，就轻飘飘的浮上来了。
Because sometimes, without knowing, sometimes we'll be carried away by the flatterers of.
可是这谄媚的话哈，真的背后呢，隐藏的那种动机非常可怕。
However, behind every flattery, there will be a very bad motive.
表面上是在谄媚啊，在夸我们，其实背后啊，可能拿着一把刀，准备随时捅我们一刀啊。
Maybe on the surface it sounds good, it is like a praise, but behind it there is a knife waiting to kill us.
我们要知道，这个世界真的是撒旦魔鬼的掌控之下。
Because we know that the world is under the hold of Satan.
最近呢，我们会收到很多这种欺骗的集团的一些电话。
Sometimes we receive calls from these telemarketers.
像两个礼拜前我就接到一个执事呢打电话问我。
One time a deacon called me up.
他说你有没有收到某某姐妹的 email 说她从菲律宾回来她已经遭受抢劫，她很需要一笔钱，请大家捐款给她。
And he asked me if I've received an email from a sister from the Philippines that she was robbed, now she's in trouble, and she needs help from us.
这个执事就问我说有没有收到这个 email? 我说对啊，我也收到了，好奇怪啊。
And the deacon asked me if I received this email too, and I said I did.
这个姐妹呢，我在两天前还在教会碰到她，她好好的啊，没有什么事啊。
And 2 days ago, I just met up with this Filipino sister, and she looks fine.
所以我就马上打电话要找这个姐妹啊，说你真的有没有发生被抢劫的事情啊
？And then I called her up and I said, "Did you indeed got robbed?"
结果她的电话也打不通。
And at that time, I couldn't call in.
所以我在担心，会不会真的有事情啊？为什么电话打不通啊
？And I was worried. I said, "Is really something wrong with her?"
所以我打电话给她的姐姐。
What I did is I called her older sister.
结果她的姐姐说没有啊，我的妹妹很好啊，在家里啊，在工作啊，很好，没有事。
And her older sister told me that, oh, my younger sister is fine. She's still working at home.
我说哎呀，可是有个 email 啊，啊，说是用她的名啊发出来的，说她遇到了抢劫嘞。
But I told the sister that I received this email from her younger sister saying that she's in distress.
哇，她姐姐才说，哎呀，那个已经被骇客了，已经被盗用了，所以她已经把这个封闭掉了这个账号。
And then she told me that her email account had been hacked, and now it's she has already dealt with it.
所以真的呢，这个世界有很多这样的危险的事情环绕在我们周围啊。你可能会随时接到这样的欺骗的电话或者 email。
And sometimes we know that we may meet up with this kind of spam emails and this telemarketers who tell us to buy stuff.
所以这两个礼拜前，我刚还收到这个 email 呢，我发现呢，加拿大也很危险呐。
And after I received this email, I realized that Canada is not also a safe place.
我本来以为这种事情大概在台湾比较多一点哈。
Because I thought this occur more often in Taiwan.
可是，在加拿大啊，仍然有这么多危险的事情啊，还是会发生。
But yet I see that this also happened in Canada.
因为这些 email 啊是来自世界其他国家的。
Because we know that these emails can come from all corners of the world.
啊，电话也可能是从别的国家打过来的。
And the telemarketers can even call from outside of Canada.
所以呢，我们今天呢，我们活在这个世界上，好像羊进入狼群，一定要小心谨慎。要像蛇一样的灵巧。
This is the reason why we have to be all the more vigilant because we have to be wise as serpents. We are living among wolves.
我们宁可要double check 啊，要宁可去重复的去查证，真的是这个事情吗？然后我们才能够放心。
And we have to make sure that we double check everything before we do any action.
啊，这是主耶稣告诉我们要灵巧像蛇，要防备。
This is the reason why Jesus asked us to be wise as serpents, to equip us, to prepare us.
但是第二个态度又叫我们要驯良像鸽子。
And the second attitude is that we must be harmless as doves.
驯良像鸽子就是对人没有任何的伤害。
To be harmless as doves means we are innocent before men. We will not harm them.
我们不会去伤害别人。
We will not hurt them.
所以呢，这句话又跟上面这句话是两个相对的。
And this is actually a contrast from the first statement of our Lord Jesus.
所以我们句话说呢，防人之心不可无，害人之心不可有啊。
And here, this is what it means that we must not have a heart to harm others or to trick others, but we also must be not be fooled by others.
我们呢，要驯良像鸽子，对别人不会有任何伤害。
We must be harmless as doves so that we will not cause hurt to others.
所以主耶稣呢，我们继续来看马太福音第十章。
Let's continue to read Matthew chapter 10.
没有伤害的另外一个含义就是要有爱心的付出。
To be harmless is to be loving toward others.
所以主耶稣说了，门徒出去的时候要寻找那些愿意接待的人。
That is to tell the disciples that when they go out, they must look for people who are hospitable.
我们看第十一节。
Let's read verse 11.
第十章十一节，马太第十章十一节。
Matthew chapter 10 verse 11.
你们无论进哪一城哪一村，要打听那里谁是好人，就住在他家，直住到走的时候。
Now whatever city or town you enter, inquire who in it is worthy, and stay there till you go out.
那家若配得进他家里去，要请他的安。
And when you go into a household, greet it.
那家若配得平安，你们所求的平安就必临到那家；若不配得，你们所求的平安仍归你们。
If the household is worthy, let your peace come upon it. But if it is not worthy, let your peace return to you.
所以呢，无论到哪里就要接受那里的好人来做接待。
Wherever they went, they have to try to stay at a person who are hospitable.
就住在那里直到走的时候。
And to live there until the time.For them to leave.
而且呢要为他请安呐 就是求神来祝福他。
And only then we have to give them peace that God will bless them.
如果那个家配得平安，你们所求的平安就必临到那家。
And if the household is worthy, then our peace will come upon the household.
所以当这样的住宿跟这样一种祝福，就是像驯良鸽子一样。
And to be able to be hospitable and to receive the blessing, it is to be harmless as doves.
因为呢，啊，工人来到了任何地方传福音，啊，就要祝福那个地方的人。
And as a worker is being sent out to preach, they will bless the people who take care of.
而若接待的这些啊工人，就是得到工人的赏赐。
And the people who took care of them will receive a servant's reward.
我们看四十节。
Let's read verse 14.
人接待你们，就是接待我；接待我，就是接待那差我来的。
四十节。
是 40.
Verse 40. He who receives you receives me, and he who receives me receives him who sent me.
四十一节。
Verse 41.
人因为先知的名接待先知，必得先知所得的赏赐；人因为义人的名接待义人，必得义人所得的赏赐。
He who receives a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward, and he who receives a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward.
无论何人，因为先知的名，只把一杯凉水给这小子里的一个喝，我是在告诉你们，这人不能不得赏赐。
And whoever gives one of these little ones only a cup of cold water in the name of a disciple, assuredly I say to you, he shall by no means lose his reward.
所以用一杯凉水来接待一个小子。
Even serving a cup of cold water to a little child,
这又会得到赏赐。
This person will be fully rewarded.
这就是驯良像鸽子。
This is what it means to be harmless as doves.
所以今天呢，我们要有接待的爱心。
Today we must learn to give a warm hospitality.
这个世界虽然像啊狼群、羊群啊、狼群啊、狮群这么的可怕。
Even though we live among these scary wolves.
但是呢，我们还是要驯良像鸽子一样，能够用爱心啊来接待。
However, on the other hand, we must learn to give more love, to be hospitable.
因为当我们用爱心接待，我们要得到天父的赏赐。
Because when we are loving others, we will receive the Lord's reward.
别人也会因为我们的爱心而认出来我们是主耶稣的门徒。
And when others see the love in us, they will know that we are Jesus' disciples.
我们呢，没有任何的仇恨。
That we will not have any hatred or bitterness in our
heart. 我们能够防备的逼迫，要赶快防备。
When we can avoid persecution altogether, then we must try to avoid.
可是我们却不会去啊怨恨他们，或者去咒诅他们。
However, we will not hate them or have any resentment toward them.
我们看罗马书十二章。
Let's read Romans chapter 12.
罗马书十二章。
Romans chapter 12.
十三节。
Verse 13.
罗马书十二章十三节。
Romans chapter 12, verse 13.
圣徒缺乏要帮补，客要一味的款待。
Distributing to the needs of the saints, given to hospitality.
逼迫你们的要给他们祝福，只要祝福，不可咒诅。
Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse.
这里说到圣徒缺乏要帮补。
Here it says we must distribute and fulfill the needs of the saints.
因为圣徒就是我们同一个家里的人。
Saints refer to all the family in this household.
那么家人跟家人之间，当然本来就应该要彼此看顾。
And of course, among family members, we must learn to take care of one another.
所以呢，在教会里面呢，不能够有一个乞丐啊。
And in the church, we must not have any beggars among us.
因为乞丐呢，代表没有人看顾他啊，他是一个羞耻的事情。
Because to have a beggar living among us, it is a shameful thing. That means we are neglecting this person.
教会每一个人都要得到基本生活上的看顾。
All of us in the church all their needs must be met. Basically.
那么客要一味的款待。
And then we must try to be hospitable to them.
因为呢，啊，不要把客人也分为啊等级有上有下，有不同方法的对待，这样的话就不好。
And also for our guests, we must not divide them among the more the VIPs or the lowly ones.
啊，因为呢，每一个人呢，啊，都是可以，啊，就像是我们的弟兄姐妹，是应该要一样的爱心，一样的对待。
And all of them are our brothers and sisters, and we must treat them equally.
那接着说了，逼迫你们的要给他们祝福，只要祝福，不可咒诅。
He says, "Bless those who persecute you." And bless and do not curse.
所以呢，我们今天呢，能够防备的逼迫，赶快防备掉。
Today, we have to try to avoid persecution whenever we can.
那但是我们却不要咒诅他们。
But yet, never curse them.
我们反而是祝福。
On the other hand, we must bless them.
而这个祝福呢，就好像是驯良像鸽子一样。
And to give blessings to others is being harmless as doves.
所以主是说，这就是为仇敌祷告，为那逼迫你们的啊来祝福来祷告。
And this is what is meant by to pray for our enemies and to bless those who curse us.
所以我们宁可让步啊。
So let us try to give way to others.
我们继续来看19节。
Let's read again verse 19.
啊，同样的12章19节。
Chapter 12 of Romans, chapter 19.
亲爱的弟兄，不要自己伸冤，宁可让步，听凭主怒，因为经上记着，主说：伸冤在我，我必报应。
Beloved, do not avenge yourselves, but rather give place to wrath, for it is written, "Vengeance is mine; I will repay," says the Lord.
所以你的仇敌若饿了，就给他吃；若渴了，就给他喝，因为你这样行，就是把炭火堆在他的头上。
Therefore, if your enemy is hungry, feed him; if he is thirsty, give him a drink; for in so doing, you will heap coals of fire on his head.
你不可为恶所胜，反要以善胜恶。
Verse 21: Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good.
你的仇敌若饿了，就给他吃；若渴了，就给他喝。这段经文是从箴言引用出来的。
We know that if your enemy is hungry, feed him; if he is thirsty, give him a drink. This is from the book of Proverbs.
那么你的仇敌呢？如果你这样行，就是把炭火堆在他的头上。
For in so doing, you will heap coals of fire on his head.
这句话呢，记录在箴言里面同样，这也是当时埃及帝国他们的一个地方的一个谚语啊。
We know that this heaping coals of fire on his head is recorded in Proverbs, and this comes from the Egyptian culture.
因为呢，在埃及有一个生活社会的习俗。
Because in Egypt there is a social norm.
当两个人呢互相的敌对。
When the two enemies are fighting against each other.
当然，他们互相伤害。
And of course, they'll try to hurt each other.
可是到他们愿意和好的时候。
However, when they will try to befriend one another and to try to reconcile.
他们要表现自己的悔过自己愿意和好。
And they will propose to another person their desire to reconcile.
所以他们会把炭火放在一个脸盆一个盆子上，然后端在他的头上来代表我悔过，我愿意跟你和好的这个动作。
And what this person will do is that they will put this heap of coals on a basin and put it on his head to show his remorse.
表示说我要跟你和好了。
That means to say that I want to befriend you again.
所以呢，这是用埃及的这样的习俗来引用出来的这一个谚语。
And this is one of the social norms that the Egyptian had.
所以我们解释这段经文，就是说，当你的仇敌饿了就给他吃，渴了就给他喝，你就会让他受感动而愿意跟你和好。
If your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him a drink. And in so doing, we will move the other party to befriend us again.
这就是最后所说的以善胜恶。
And that is what, and this is what it means by to be overcome evil with good.
因为你已经用更多的爱心来感动仇敌。
Because you have given all the more love to move your previous enemy.
那仇敌最后就愿意跟我们和好，就是把炭火堆在他的头上，他代表了他愿意和好、愿意悔过的这种心智。
To heap coals of fire on his head is to remove all hostilities in your enemy.
所以这就是以善胜恶的方法。
And this is one way to overcome evil with good.
这也是主是说要驯良像鸽子最后达到的果效。
And this is the result of being harmless as dove.
我们一开始要灵巧像蛇，要防备，不要被撒旦魔鬼吞吃掉。
To be wise as serpents is to not allow ourselves to be swallowed up by the wolves.
我们环绕周围的都是这些仇敌，要逼迫我们的。
We know that we are surrounded by all forms of hostilities who are there to hurt us.
可是呢，我们又像驯良鸽子一样。
However, on the other hand, we must try to be harmless as.
我们没有仇恨。
We will not have any hatred or bitterness.
我们反而用更多的爱心来对待这些逼迫的人。
However, all the more we show love to all those people who persecute us.
最后以善胜恶。
By so doing, we are actually overcoming evil with good.
我们就把仇敌呢把他们的心转回过来来到主耶稣面前。
And in the end, we are also able to turn our enemies' hearts toward God.
这就是我们最后啊得胜的地方。
And this is the last step toward our victory.
这也是我们上次有讲过的啊，在敌人面前为我摆设宴席。
And this is what it means to set a table before our enemies.
我们在诗篇二十三篇呢、啊、读过这段经文。
And we have read this verse.From Psalms chapter 23.
当一个人最大的福气、啊、最大的得胜并不是把敌人杀了。
The greatest victory is not for us to annihilate our enemies.、
啊、不是把他杀了，因为这样杀了是代代、啊、会互相杀来杀去、啊、报仇是报不完的。
Because when we kill our enemies, then it will go into a cycle because there will be a vengeance that comes later on.
可是真正最大的胜利呢，是把敌人变成朋友。
The greatest victory for us is to turn our enemies into our friend.
就是我们更多的爱、啊、来感动他的心。
How do we do this? Is to touch them with more of our love.
就是他肚子饿了就给他吃，渴了就给他喝。
When they are hungry, we feed him. When he's thirsty, we give him a drink.
当然，我们要做到这种事情非常不容易。
Of course, this is easier said than done.
因为这不能用人的、啊、本性，用人的自然的那种、啊的那种天性啊，来做这个事情是做不到的。
Because for a natural man to do this, it is really not easy.
因为以自然的本性，我们跟动物一样啊，我们会有仇恨，我们会有报仇。
Because a natural man will have hatred and bitterness and this sense of a vengeance.
但是我们要从主耶稣里面来得到这种力量。
And the strength only can come from God.
我们不要用啊以恶报恶啊。
Do not be overcome evil with evil.
啊，我们要以恶报恶啊！啊，这样的话是永远是报完不了的。
Because evil for evil is will never end.
但是我们以善胜恶，就可以结束仇恨了。
But however, if we can overcome evil with good, then we can terminate all form of.
所以主耶稣呢，告诉我们这两种态度。
And this is a kind of a two mindsets that
真的是对我们今天活在世界上呢非常宝贵的一个引导。
And this is a very wonderful and useful guidance from our Lord Jesus.
第一个，我们要灵巧像蛇。
First of all, we must be harmless.
我们要聪明智慧。
We must be wise as serpents and.
我们要知道哪里有危险，哪里有逼迫，不要靠近它。
Whenever there's a danger lurking, we must try to avoid going.
哪里是一个诱惑啊，让我们犯罪的地方，不要去。
Whenever we know that there is a place of a temptation, we must try to avoid it altogether.
圣经说呢，自以为站立得稳的人啊，更要谨慎小心，免得跌倒啊。
And the Bible warns us that beware those who think that they will stand, they can stand because they may fall.
啊，我们更要谨慎小心啊。
All the more we must be careful.
所以要灵巧像蛇。
Let us be wise as serpents.
那我们要驯良像鸽子。
And yet also harmless as doves.
我们那种、啊、爱的本质的、啊、爱的心还是要从神而来的。
And this love must only come from God.
我们有愿意去赦免。
That we are willing to forgive.
我们愿意接待。
That we are willing to show.
我们愿意啊，去用爱心来以善胜恶。
That we are willing to use love to overcome.
我想最后我们就真正的得胜了。
Then only then we can consider ourselves.
这就是主耶稣差派我们羊进入狼群，我们所应该做的准备。
And these are the preparation we must have when we enter into the pack of wolves.
求神帮助我们，让我们能够做好准备，然后进入狼群。
May the Lord.
我们也不害怕。
To help us that we will not be afraid as we. As we continue to live in the midst of wolves.
一起唱诗。
Let us all sing him.
409首。
409.